You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
I'm Joe Reed, and it's Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Emily Connolly, as you know, has been my guest this whole week, and this week has flown by, Emily. Happy Friday to you, if Fridays still have a meaning.
I know. Good Friday to you as well.
Thank you. And how are you going to end the week?
Well, I have a new middle grade audiobook that I really loved, and it's called The Sea in Winter, and it's written by Christine Day, and it's narrated by Kimberly Woods.
Okay.
And
what's it about?
Well, it's about a young girl, Maisie, who's 12 years old, and she's macaw in Piscataway, and she has lived her whole life really focused on ballet. She really wants to get into the right programs and schools. She loves performing, but when we meet her in this audiobook, she's torn her ACL, and she's facing an uncertain future.
Oh.
And I think that Kimberly Woods, the narrator, has done a really excellent job making this youthful personality come to life. And you feel all of these anxieties and anger that Maisie's feeling that are starting to overwhelm her. And, you know, she has a loving and supportive family, but still she's having a hard time connecting with them and connecting with her friends.
Oh, God. I mean, my heart, not even looking at the book, but just in terms of the premise, goes out to her because, you know, grown-ups have a hard time coping with this, never mind kids.
Yeah, and it's so hard if you think, you know, your whole life has revolved around, I want to achieve greatness in dance, and you can't. Because, you know, she's healing and she's getting better at walking, but dancing demands so much of young bodies. So I think it's a book that I think spoke to me partly because we're all living these lives like we were talking about yesterday with wintering. We're living lives that we're not able to do what we expected. Kids aren't able to do the sports that they want to be playing. How do we talk about these big, hard feelings that come up, especially for kids, especially, you know, they're facing all these difficult situations. Yeah. But for this book, it takes place on February break. And it's mostly about Maisie and her family going on their trip up the Olympic Peninsula to hike and explore tentatively, you know, with her doctor's permission. And her parents are helping her find connections with her resilient ancestors. And they're talking about their connection with the land. And it helps, but she's still feeling hopeless. So I think, you know, like I said, it can speak to so many kids who've made it through this year full of loss. And she sort of serves as a really good role model for learning to express these big emotions and asking for help.
Okay, I want to hear some. Do you have to set this up?
So we're hearing a little bit of Kimberly Woods narrating, where you're hearing her responding to her friends and her mom, hiding her real feelings and getting a sense of how she really feels by the environment she's in.
Okay. This is The Sea in Winter by Christine Day, read by Kimberly Woods.
I respond to Eva first by typing, "Good luck at the audition. You're going to be great. Give Taylor a hug from me." And then I tell Mom, "See you soon. Love you too." The bus doors flap shut, and we start to rumble forward. We jostle over speed bumps. We sway through sharp turns. The inside of this bus is humid, and the windows are foggy. So I open mine about an inch, relishing the cold snap of fresh air. The sky is covered in gray cotton clouds. The pavement outside is stained with wet spots that look like ink blots. It's starting to rain again. Tiny droplets splatter across the windows. The water streaks are short and thin as paper cuts. I turn my phone over, light up the screen to see if Eva has said anything else about the audition. She hasn't. She might be in the studio right now with a number pinned to her leotard, grinning through the bar warm-ups to impress the Jelana school representatives. I should be there too. We bump over ridges and uneven slabs in the road. The engine roars as we accelerate around a bend.
How old is Kimberly Woods? Is she a kid?
I don't think so.
Oh my God, she sounds like a kid.
I know. And I think it was a really good casting. They really matched her very well to this audiobook because you can totally believe that she's a young girl who's, you know, texting her mom like, okay, fine. And, you know, just shoving down all these real feelings to try to get through school and get through everything.
And it also sounded kind of somber to me.
Yeah, I think she's depressed, you know, and she's figuring it out. And I think that can be a book that really speaks to certain readers, you know, having that role model, as I said, for how to get help. And it is ultimately hopeful. She does get help. She does get better. And she does find ways to make friends outside of ballet. I think it's a good listen.
Okay. It does sound like a good listen. That is The Sea in Winter by Christine Day, read by Kimberly Woods. Well, alas, the week has gone so quickly, Emily.
It has.
But thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, yes. I'm happy to get to come on and talk about audiobooks with you always.
And I will talk to you next month. Support from Dreamscape Media helps bring you today's episode of Behind the Mic. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dow is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads Four Way. I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.